All right, 1380 WPHM. Every Monday we talk about Michigan-made products, and a Grand Rapids-based distiller recently brought home a whole bunch of medals from a competition. In fact, a dozen of them. Sip Shine. Joining us right now, the marketing director at Sip Shine, Nick Rice. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Congratulations on all the awards you folks won. Tell us a little bit about this competition and what it was all about.
Yeah, funny enough, we didn't really know that this was a thing. It was a competition. They actually reached out to us and encouraged us to submit some of our products. And we hadn't done any of these, you know, award things before, so we thought we'd give it a shot. And we sent off a slew of our products that we've got, some whiskeys and some of our moonshines, and then we've been busy enough. I actually kind of forgot about it until they released the results earlier this month. And to our surprise, every product that we submitted got a medal.
That's amazing. And this is like a double blind competition, right?
Yeah, they had two different competitions. One was a double blind where, you know, they didn't get to see the bottle of product. They really didn't know what it was. They simply went off of flavor. And then the second was the unmask, where they got to see the packaging. They knew what it was. They knew the proofs. And we placed everything in both categories.
Well, congratulations on that. I want to talk a little bit more about the product and about the distillery. Tell us the Sip Shine story.
So Sip Shine started from our CEO, Kyle Search, fell in love with moonshine on a family vacation down to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. He decided that it sounded fun, sounded like something he could do. So he spent a better part of 5 years kind of developing the product. It was never really the intent to sell it. It was more just for himself. And he got good enough at it that he approached one of his good buddies and business partners, and they decided to start Sip Shine, incorporated in 2019, got production going and on the shelves in 2020. Best or worst time. A lot of people drinking, but hard to get a distribution. And for there, it's just been kind of pedal to the metal. You know, it was kind of challenging in 2020, living in Michigan. So we kind of went to nationwide distribution pretty early. And then now that we've kind of got things back to normal, we've really moved everything back to the state of Michigan as far as production. You know, we buy all of our corn here. Online retail is here, and it's really a big focus here in the state of Michigan, bringing everything back and supporting our local community.
Got a lot of different products, ready-made cocktails and whiskeys and things like that. I want to start with the moonshine, though, because that's really where Sip Shine started. Help us understand what we're talking about when we talk about moonshine, because I'm not sure everybody understands exactly what that is.
Yeah, most people, when they hear the word moonshine, it's kind of a scary thing. Mason jars, you know, distilled out in the hills of Tennessee.
Right.
That's really not what we do. We really put a lot of time and effort into making moonshine more approachable. We took it out of the mason jar. We actually started with cans when we launched. We were the first moonshine cocktail in a can, just because of the time that we were in. It was easier to produce cans, and people were more at home enjoying their beverages as opposed to being out and about. We've since moved to your traditional 750 milliliter bottle, your fifth. But if you look at our packaging, it is very approachable. It's not scary looking. We take moonshine, we proof it down. We do use real moonshine in all of our Sip Shine products. It's a 20%, 40 proof, very drinkable. Most people don't mix it, but we got some people that do too. We got a lot of good recipes. We have seven total flavors. Four are kind of our originals, our staples, raspberry Shineade, Arnold Shine, Shineberry Sweet Tea, and Watermelon Chillade, which is like a spicy watermelon. And then we've got three seasonal flavors. We've got a caramel apple Shine Latte, Granny Jane's pumpkin bread, and a peppermint mocha Shino.
Wow. Wow, that sounds fantastic. I want to talk a little bit more about the origins. You said that, you know, that this you were kind of growing this company during the pandemic, which yes, obviously alcohol sales were on the rise, but it was a difficult time to grow a business, wasn't it? What was your key to success there?
Well, it really was that I like to say the word guerrilla warfare. We really had to have our own boots on the ground, and we really did have to leave Michigan and get our product on the shelves really any way that we could. We leaned heavily on online distribution, originally with a company called CW Spirits, where they would ship directly to your door, and really did just a lot of social media. Everybody was, you know, at home watching TikTok, scrolling Instagram. That's really how we gained our following, was through that time when people were just at home and made a name for ourselves. I mean, when things started to lift, we hired more people on the ground and really started packing bars, restaurants, venues, liquor stores, and things like that. But we've done a lot of it on our own without having to rely so much on the distributors' sales forces to do it for us.
Which of the Sipshine products is the best seller? What's the one that that's sort of the signature?
So the best seller is going to be our Raspberry Shineade. Not my favorite, but it is nationally the favorite one. My personal favorite is our Shineberry Sweet Tea. But raspberry does hold the crown for our best-selling flavor.
Well, I'll tell you what, spirits really, and not just because, you know, more people were drinking during the pandemic and that was part of it, but I mean, just, you know, for people with a sophisticated palate that enjoy alcoholic beverages, really have gravitated more towards spirits, I think, in the last few years, haven't they?
You really have. There's a big trend right now, and that's why you're seeing more distilleries kind of pop up, because Michigan, you know, well known for its craft breweries, you know, really it's kind of seems like it's played out a little bit. And now really the people's palates have changed and they're really switching to more of the craft spirit side of things. And that's perfect timing for us. It's certainly not why we started the company, but we'll definitely take advantage of it.
Well, and there's so much that you can do with it too. So many different flavors, so many different options when it comes to spirits.
A lot of cocktails. You can take any one of our products and really personalize it to yourself and your own palate by how you mix your own cocktails, for sure.
And this is pretty readily available. You were starting to see this on a lot of store shelves now, aren't we?
Yeah, Michigan being our primary market, you know, and where we really spent a lot of time growing, and even now, a lot of the Meijers, Walmart, local liquor stores, certainly if it's not in your favorite liquor store, it's easy enough for you to ask them. They can order a single bottle in for you easy enough. But if you can't find it on a liquor store or on a Meijer Walmart shelf near you, you can go to moonshine.com or sipshine.com, and you can actually order it right online and have it shipped to your door. You buy four bottles, you get free shipping. So if it isn't right nearby, you can get it easy enough.
If we're making the pilgrimage over to Grand Rapids, do you have a tasting room, tours, anything like that?
So we actually are under demolition and construction right now. We just recently purchased an old brewery called Harmony Brewing Company. They had a three-story, multi-level building down here called Harmony Hall that we just purchased. And we have it's going to have a tasting room, very Tennessee Gatlinburg style, like an Old Smoky or a Sugar Land tasting room. Very cool experience on the bottom floor, as well as retail and merchandise. You move up to the second floor and it's going to be a bar and restaurant, live music, very similar concept to, if anybody's been to Nashville, like a Old Reds or an Al Dean's, live music 11 to 11, full menu, full bar, and then if you want to just sip some cocktails and look at the skyline and the beautiful Grand Rapids, we've got a rooftop bar that's going in as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Sounds like a lot of fun and a great future for Sipshine. Congratulations again, Nick, on all the awards you folks won, and we look forward to following your progress, and hopefully we can talk again somewhere down the road.
Sounds good, Paul. I certainly appreciate the time.
All right, that'll do it. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have
Take
a good
care.
One,
you too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, our Made in Michigan Monday. I know that we talked with the Detroit distillery last week, but this is a Grand Rapids operation and getting a lot of recognition. Sip Shine, our Made in Michigan Monday on WPHM.